Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, by the way, just to mention as well, recent reports indicate that over 72,000 learner drivers are currently awaiting tests, with the average waiting times exceeding the statutory maximum of 10 weeks. In some areas, applications are now facing 35-week wait just to do a test. And the Labour Party, Ciarán Hearn, is suggesting that we have another test every time we renew our licence. Let's see how that works out. David, hi, how are you doing?
Hi. We've spoken about driving tests in Ireland before, and I'm gobsmacked that anybody thinks that unless Ireland sorts out the fact that 52%, something like 52% of people pass their test when they sit it.
Yeah.
If we had an education system that provided a 52% pass rate for the students, it would be
disastrous.
Abolished and
yeah.
Sorted. Yeah. There is no way that an education system should only have a 52% pass rate or whatever. The driving test in Ireland is a joke.
I'm not going to disagree with you. And the testing is a joke. The way we test people is a joke. And the fact that you have to wait 35 weeks in some places to get a test is bizarre.
Yeah.
But has he got the right idea that every 10 years you have to do a theory test?
The whole Irish attitude to the roads is wrong. When I first arrived over here, my daughter's mother is a teacher, and one of her colleagues, at that time she was a sort of mid-30s teacher, she was 10 years on a provisional driving license, and she was driving children. It's not my partner, it was a friend of hers and a fellow colleague at the school. She was driving kids around on a provisional driving license. She had no driving license, yet she had 3 or 4 kids from the school, and she was driving them around. Mm-hmm. And she thought that was fine. I walked out of the house.
Wow. Yeah.
That to me sums up the Irish attitude to road. If I walked into your house, Niall, and looked around your house, I could tell in 5 or 10 seconds what you give, what you hold dearly.
Yeah, what your priorities are.
What your priorities are. You look at the roads in Ireland, they are shit.
Well, they are, yeah. A lot of them are. Well, particularly when you go outside the city, yeah.
You drive across the roads in Ireland and it's sort of and you break your teeth. that sums it up, really.
Yeah.
And the fact that you sort of the only reason deaths on the roads in Ireland went down between 92 and 2000 was because of the NCAP ratings on cars. If you took a Ford Fiesta in 1992, it was Category 2 or whatever it was, and a Ford Fiesta in 1999 was a Category 4 or 5. A Category 4 or 5 is the same as a Mercedes from sort of 1984.
Yeah, but cars are generally safer. By the way, they've also suggested they want to bring in the implementation of red light cameras. Now, I've seen red light cameras in action. I don't know whether they have them in the UK, but I know they certainly have them in America. And I find them difficult. Because what happens with red light cameras is that when people see an amber light, they slam on the brakes.
No, in London, if you go to most red lights, just another 3 then.
Yeah, but when I was looking, because I wasn't used to them, obviously, in America when I was driving over there and they had red light cameras in operation, and you see the light going amber, whereas normally you just keep going, you keep up with the flow of traffic and you go through the amber light. You kind of shit yourself because there's a camera there and you're going, oh, what happens if I don't get the back wheels over the line before the light goes red? And then I'm doomed. I'm going to get a ticket. So you kind of slam on the brakes. I think they're more dangerous. That's just my view of them.
Certainly, I remember the don't be an amber gambler was the sort of repartee on the back in the sort of 80s and 90s in
yeah, but there's a purpose for the purpose of the amber light is obviously proceed with caution. The purpose of the amber light is so people don't slam on the brakes when it comes to red, because if it suddenly went from green to red, everybody would be slamming on the brakes. So that's the purpose. Yeah. When there's an amber light, you're allowed to go through the amber light. So, you know, because rather than slamming on the brakes and have the car behind you run up your, you know what. Okay, but getting away from that, the theory test, you know, according to, you know, the Labour Party and Ciarán Éireann, they believe that it will help, you know, the professional development of motorists.
It'll make no difference whatsoever. Knowing that you can't overtake on a corner isn't, from the theory test, isn't going to stop somebody who isn't fit to be on the road. Because the fact that you even consider overtaking on a corner means that you shouldn't be on the road in the first place.
Yeah, well, that should come up with your first theory test, not just the second one. I suppose the idea is that, you know, things change. You know, red light cameras might come in, whatever. There's different roads, different speed limits, and people need maybe a little bit of a refresher course every 10 years.
No. I went through the East Croydon driver. I actually trained as a driving instructor back in whenever it was, 1996, seven, whenever it was, in the UK. I got my red card. I didn't get my green card. I got 92% in my theory test.
Oh, well done to you. Well, actually, stay there because I need to go to John and Maureen just quickly before the break as well. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall.
How you doing? John, would it help or would it make any difference to have a theory test every time you have to apply for your licence or renew your licence?
No.
Why?
Anyone that has a licence, like, we need to sort out the problems, like, You've got scooters, you've got pedestrians.
Oh, okay. We could go on about all that all night. But why? Tell me why it wouldn't help to have a theory test when you renew your license. Why wouldn't it? Forget about the scooters and all that kind of carry on.
There should be ongoing, we should have ongoing education. People are going through the LLIs. Now the stage, I walk and I drive. And there's people going through red lights all the time. Theory test, you can do all the theory tests in the world, but a driver's going to do what a driver's going to do. They need ongoing, I don't know, whether it's in, I know in North Korea.
Are we going to start comparing Ireland to North Korea now? Let's be clear about that. That's probably not a good comparison.
They have traffic wardens.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but they have hardly any cars on the road, John, because nobody's allowed to own one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
unless you're very
wealthy.
Yeah, whatever. But everybody is responsible for their own cars. I don't think a theory test is going to help anything. I don't think it's more red tape. And that's what I feel. I feel everybody's responsible for their own car. And we need to maybe do an education. Maybe use TV, maybe use the radio. Listen, if the light is red, stop.
That's the kind of basic stuff. If you don't know that, you shouldn't be driving a car. I don't think we need to run an ad on the radio saying stop at a red light. You know what I mean? Because if you don't know that much, you shouldn't be in a car in the first place.
They're driving through the red lights.
But there's nobody driving a car who doesn't know you stop at a red light. Yeah, unless they're complete imbeciles.
Isn't going to help. The theory test isn't going to get them to stop.
Okay, hang on. Say there was a going to go to Maureen as well. Maureen, hi. Of 2.5 minutes. Go for it, Maureen.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to hear you back.
Thanks.
Today.
See how long it lasts. I'm still not good, to be honest with you. Anyway, getting back to this particular story, do you think a theory test will help Maureen on a renewal?
No. No, I don't. I think what I'm saying today, Niall, is to be honest with you, I was saying it here one night, I think it was to AJ, maybe a week ago or so ago, we were talking about drivers and look at the cars they have today. I mean, they're like cockpits. I mean, you think just training to be a pilot, you are not a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the mistakes, I firmly believe, all these crashes, bringing down the speed limits is going to make no difference because people are constantly looking at the dashboard. They're constantly looking at screens, and there's a beep here, and there's a beep there, and a beep somewhere else. And their eyes are not on the road. It's not like they're moving
so
or driving.
So there's too many gadgets in front of them.
There's too many gadgets and too many distractions.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you on that. In the old days, it was just a speedometer is all you could see in front of you. That was and a radio, if you were lucky.
Yeah, and your eyes on the road, and you were driving the car, which today it seems the car is driving the person.
Yeah, his sat nav and all sorts of different things. Yeah.
I think that's the cause of a lot of crashes.
Could be. I don't know the research on that, but I assume there's something there, all right, what you're saying, maybe. I don't know.
I truly believe it. I've seen it myself in my own town. We have pedestrian crossings here, but we just have the yellow lights, right? We don't have the red ones, which we should have.
I know. I've seen it myself when you look at other drivers and they're fluting around with the screen. You know what I mean? Constantly.
That's right. They're fiddling and they're pressing this and pressing that, and that is the problem, and that should be addressed. And if they want to cut down on crashes, I say remove all these things and go back to driving a car, not the car driving you.
No, I think in probably about 20 years we'll have autonomous vehicles anyway that will be driving
God
you.
God knows. The wings and all, am I supposed to?
Yeah, I've seen some of the videos where people are sitting in the back of the car drives itself. I wouldn't be sitting in the back of any car while no one's driving.
I wouldn't either. Warren, neither would I.
I'd be terrified.
Even if I had to crawl.
But listen, I got to take a break. Maureen, thank you very much indeed. And John and David. I appreciate it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.